Hello, friends. Welcome to You Are Not Alone. I am coming to you from my office, about to go on vacation at the very end of season three. It's wild. I feel like it flew by. I think it flew by this time because it just flowed so well. And the guests were like, I just feel like Spirit was like, we got you. Here's this guest. And then you're going to have this guest. And then it's going to fit in with this. And it just, I think past seasons had an amazing flow to them as well, but just in a different way. This season just kind of rolled out. And it's been amazing. And I've just had an amazing time with all your feedback and just getting to hear your thoughts on the podcast and how different helpers and healers kind of resonated with you guys. So thank you for hanging with me and sticking with me for a whole nother season. That's so wild. So first things first, I want to talk about a bunch of things, but I kind of want to get business stuff like out of the way because as you know, my solo episodes, I channel them. I have no idea what I'm going to say in the next 30 seconds, you know? So that's kind of how they roll out. I just channel them. I channel them from Spirit. And so at the end, I always forget what I had to say or what I thought I needed to tell you guys. So number one, please follow me on Instagram at Spiritual Medium Erica. Please follow me there because you're able to stay in touch with me there in a different way, right? It's current, you know, and these podcasts are so sacred because you can tune in and go back and listen to them anytime. But with Instagram, it's like, this is what's happening right now. And I do lives and card pulls and let you know what's happening and all of the above. The second thing I wanted to tell you is I am going to run my course again. My course is, I think the best way for me to tell you about the course is to say that the feedback I have gotten and the testimonials have blown me out of the water. It's just wild. It's amazing. The course is channeled. It is a 5-week course that I lay out step by step that Spirit had me lay out. Each week builds upon the previous week, and people are just having powerhouse, amazing spiritual confidence in a new way. They're connecting with their guides. They're having incredible images, and really, it has contributed to their self-empowerment. So if you're interested in the course, stay with me on Instagram. I'll let you know when I'm going to run it again. The reason why you have to start at the start date is because I follow along the course with you. I also do 2 live sessions with the group. I also send you a gift in the beginning. And there's a Facebook group, which now has become this own group. They've continued on, which is amazing because as we know, your vibe attracts your tribe, right? So people are connecting through the Facebook group and it's a current thing. I want to follow along week by week with you guys. So look for the start date. You can always check it out on ericagabriel.com as well. I also want to just to remind everyone, if you are following me on Instagram, you will 100% have someone DM you saying, hello, it's Erica. You know, there is a curse on you. Send me money, or I need to read for you. Or that is never, ever, 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 ever me. Look at the accounts. They usually have 500 to 1,000 followers. I have over 10,000. And usually the other fake scammer, horrible copycat accounts spell my name incorrectly or add an underscore or just please, please, please don't fall for it. It's not me, guys. Which leads me to let you know, if you do want to have a reading with me, I do not conduct my business over DM. You have to email info@ericagabriel.com. And Jenna, my dear friend, and also organizer of my schedule and business, we'll write you back. We'll let you know you're added to the wait list and maybe even give you some possible available dates. So that is how I conduct business. So let's see what else. Oh yeah. Okay. So business stuff, right? Here I go. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, what's so cool is like everyone DMs me and is like, oh my God, I loved this. I loved that. This made me think of things in a different way. And I love those DMs. And they're really special because I'll just get a notification that I have a DM and in comes this incredible message. And it means so much. And for anyone that has DM'd me, if it's in your heart, please go to Apple Podcasts and write me a review. Because that way, when people find the podcast, they read the reviews and they're like, do I want to listen to this chick? You know what I mean? So if you can rate the podcast, there's a place where you can click how many stars and you can write a review. So that I would be ever, ever grateful if it's in your heart. If not, disregard. And I think that's it right now for the business stuff, right? Continuing on, you know, something that happens a lot in readings and something that's sparking me, I just had an image, my guides gave me an image. I literally in that moment went, what are we talking about? Right. And my guide showed me an image and it was two trains at a train station. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh, I know what you want me to talk about. Okay, cool. So the idea is when we in our minds think negatively about ourselves and think really, really negatively about the world, or we are like, I'm stuck, I'm not going anywhere, I feel bad about myself, or I've made so many mistakes and nothing good is going to happen in my life, or I've made mistakes in the past and I pick horrible partners and I'm never going to meet anyone of substance, or, you know, these kind of projections on our path. And at that point, we basically go up to the ticket counter. Have I talked about this before? If I have, my guides want me to go at it again. We basically go to the ticket counter and we say to the person selling tickets at the train station, right? We're in a train station. We saw two trains. And the conductor says, where do you want to go? And you go, I want to go to Shitville. Basically, I want to go to Shittyville, where I don't like myself and I don't believe anything good is coming my way. And send me to Shitsville. And then you get on that train and boy, does that train move fast. That momentum goes fast. And our whole flow, the way we see ourselves, the way we see the world, the way we're projecting into the future what's going to happen, the way we're envisioning our lives, that is where we go. You are that amazing and powerful in your own life. Now, does it mean we don't have terrible days? Nope. Does it mean that nothing bad happens to people? Nope. Horrible things happen to people, right? We're not denying the human experience. But what we're saying is, no matter where you are in your path or your journey, the way that you're pushing momentum forward in your life is so imperative to your future, right? Now, do I think that people that have a terrible disease and aren't going to make it were on the wrong train and not pushing their life in a positive way? No, that's not at all what we're talking about. We're talking about you sitting at home, thinking about your life, yourself, your past, your future, what you believe about yourself, what you believe about your life, and what you believe about your own spiritual and mental empowerment. We are so powerful. You are standing in front of a canvas with a paintbrush, and you are putting on that canvas, which is your life, that which you want to be there. And when your thoughts and your momentum is just going towards Shitville, it's not Shitville, it's Shitville, by the way. We get on that train and we're like, yep, look at the train go. I knew it. I knew I was going towards Shitville. Look at me. I'm speeding towards Shitville and everything is shitty and everyone around me is shitty and I'm shitty and I'm going nowhere. And it just happens so, so, so fast. And so the idea is, get off that freaking train now, because that train is not taking you to somewhere good. Like, How's that train working out for you? No good. And like, I think about the inside of that train, it doesn't have like a snack bar. Like there's other people that want to go to Shitville. That's like who you're hanging out with, right? And it's not working for you. And so the idea is to get off the train at the next stop, right? We're going to get off this train. And then we're going to go and we're going to go back to the conductor, and the conductor is going to say, okay, so you got off the train. Where do you want to go? And you may be, which is 90% of the people I read for, you may say to the conductor, I don't know, or the ticket person, excuse me. And you might say to them, I don't know. I don't know where I want to go. I don't know. And they go, well, I can't give you a ticket if you don't know where you want to go. And so many people that I read for are sitting in the station. And if you're sitting in the station and you're deciding what train to get on, it's okay. It's okay. You're not doing anything wrong. Finding your path and finding your truth and finding where you want to go and how you want your life to unfold, that is part of your journey here. It's okay. Take your time to figure out where you want to go. And if you don't know how to do that, surrender. Give it to God. God, I don't know my path. I don't know where I want to go, but I'm going to show up every day. I'm going to clean my house. I'm going to eat good food. I'm going to exercise. I'm making stuff up, but you know, I'm going to show up every day and I'm going to give it to you. God, I'm here for it. I'm here for you. I'm only here for God. So I ask that you continue to show me my unfolding. I surrender it to you. And when I see those messages and I feel those sparks of inspiration, I say, yes, 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 yes. When you surrender your path to God, whoa, whoa, amazing things start to shift in your life. Because you have created space, space that was taken up by chaos, by mental chaos. Mental chaos. And then you create space. You create space for God, for surrender, for the belief that you don't have to get on that train that's taking you down a horrible path that you don't feel good about. If you need to hang in the station for a while, it's okay. Surrender. And maybe while you're surrendering, I don't know, maybe you read a book about spirituality. Maybe you try a new exercise. Maybe you stop hanging out with friends that you don't really feel good around. Maybe you completely stop thinking about your path and you just say, I'm going to be in this moment here, in this job here, in this apartment here, or this house here, and I'm going to be in this moment and I'm going to keep on surrendering. And when I think I've surrendered, I'm going to surrender some more until I feel that I am truly starting to create my path with grace, with love, with self-love, with confidence, with empowerment. So if you're in the station, it's okay. That's part of why you're here on this earth, because you are a spiritual being having a human experience. You chose to come here at this time, at this moment in our humanity as you. Why? Why did you do that? Well, your whole journey is to find that answer out. So please stop being mad at yourself when you haven't quite figured it out yet. It's okay. I think the other thing is, don't look at what the tickets the other people are buying. We see the ticket they're buying and we're like, oh my gosh, that ticket is amazing. Why don't I have my ticket? Look at his ticket. Look at her ticket. They're amazing. Why don't I have mine? And we feel so bad about ourselves. We're comparing ourselves. You don't need to do that. You don't know what their journey is or why they came here. Support others. There is enough for everyone. There is enough to go around. You don't have to play that game where you're in lack and constant lack and comparison. You don't have to do that, guys. Let them buy their tickets and be like, fuck yeah, go get that ticket. You're awesome. I'm cheering you on. And they will cheer you on. Part of life is hanging in the station and finding your way. And that's a beautiful thing. If you've chosen the road less traveled and you're hanging in the station, travel it. Stop fighting yourself. It's not working for you. Get off the train and give yourself some time to create the ticket you want to buy. And guess what? When you get your new ticket, you're also getting on a train, a new train, and that train goes fast. I think sometimes we have this idea, oh my gosh, this is going to take years and months, and it doesn't have to. Trains move very fast, right? The train is you putting momentum in your life, dreaming, imagining, envisioning. It can go very, very fast. It's up to you. How much are you fighting yourself? And listen, everyone has a different path in the station. Some people meditate. Some people find a spiritual teacher that they love. Some people take up blank, right? Listen, you have to find what works for you. Michael Beckwith has an amazing book called Life Visioning. I highly recommend that book. But the idea is to get on that train that you actually want to go on. And it may take time to figure it out, to get out of the station. Maybe you're going to the All Ball Pan, whatever it's called. Maybe you're going to the Starbucks for a while at the station. You're getting a latte, you know. You're like, I need time. It's okay. Be nice to yourself. Give yourself grace and kindness. You may need some time. That's part of your journey. And I swear what happens is the time you spent in the station is actually a beautiful time, even though it feels terrible at times. It's all right. My station, God, what did that look like? My station looked like working in the mall, selling shoes for 5 years. A lot. This is not a judgment. This is a, you're not alone, basically. No pun intended, or maybe that was kind of intended. You are not alone. You're not alone. I think also, too, sometimes people are like, I don't want to get on either train because the trains go into the world and the world is so crazy right now, right? Don't get swept up. Don't get swept up in the darkness of the world. Remember, you're a light being. Do you want to shine your light and contribute to the light? Or do you want to let the craziness happening in the world take you down? Because then you're in the darkness, right? Then you're in the darkness with them and you don't have to go there. Finding your way, finding your way of quieting your mind so you can hear the magic and the music of your soul. Find your way. Find your way that you take care of yourself. Because, you know, when you take care of yourself, you're taking care of God and you're taking care of the collective, right? I don't care what religion you are. You know you're from God, right? You know God is in you, right? You know you're a piece of the divine, right? So caring for yourself, true self-care, taking time to truly let your truth shine and where you want to go shine, that's it. That's a devotion to God right there. I think everyone has their own way of connecting to God, connecting to themselves, but ultimately finding a way to quiet your mind is such a devotion. And that quiet, that surrender will reveal to you your path. You can get on another train. You are that amazing. You're amazing. Right? I think also, you know, finding ways to stay grounded, stay centered, is really beautiful, right? So what do you do to stay grounded? What do you do to stay centered? Do you do yoga? Do you, if you have access to outdoor, do you walk around barefoot in the grass? Do you take cleansing, healing baths? Do you meditate? Do you do breathing exercises? Do you listen to visualization meditations? Do you listen to self-help? Like, whatever it may be. Everyone has their own special way, but if you find something that makes you feel grounded, some people go for jogs. Me personally, I mean, I can't even run to my mailbox, so God bless you, but you know, some people go for runs. What is it that grounds you? And make that commitment to do that as much as possible so you don't get swept away. I hope this helps. I really, really do. My number one intention is to bring through messages from spirit that serve. That is my whole reason for being here. I have an ability to tune into spirit, and I pray these messages serve you. I mean, with all my heart and soul, I have devoted myself to these messages. I thank spirit so much for allowing me to channel that information, those visuals, and everything that just happened here today. I cherish you. I thank you. Thank you for sticking with me and all these great guests. You're an amazing, incredible expression of the divine. Shine, shine, shine on. Shine on. God bless you. Thank you. And if you take nothing away from today, know that you are not alone. Your angels are with you. Your guides are with you. Your loved ones who've crossed over are with you. And so am I. And I love each and every one of you. And I send each and every one of you love, white light, purple healing, energy, and love. God bless, guys. Take care and tune in for season 4 coming soon. And if you need me, go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. Please share them with your friends, family. Take care, friends. That concludes season 3 of You Are Not Alone. God bless.